KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with news making headlines across the world. A ceasefire in Gaza is due to begin within the next half an hour. The truce is intended to pave the way to end more than 15 months of war sparked by the October 7th attack in 2023. If all goes to plan, a total of 33 hostages taken by Hamas militants in Israel will be returned during the initial 42-day truce. It's so far confirmed that 3 people will be released this afternoon. Under the deal, hundreds of Palestinian prisoners will also be released from Israeli jails. Sara Husseini, the director of the British Palestinian Committee, says it will take years to replace what's been destroyed in Gaza, even if there's peace.
All 12 higher education institutions, for example, most of the hospitals, it's going to be very difficult. There's 42 million tons of rubble, which the UN are estimating is going to take 15 years to clear. So there's, on the humanitarian level, there's a lot that's going to need to happen immediately.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Back home, a political analyst says disbanding the ANC's leadership in KZN and Gauteng will cause chaos to the party and its supporters. The ANC's National Executive Committee will today wrap up a 2-day meeting in Boksburg, where members deliberated on critical issues. These include deciding the fate of the KZN and Gauteng leadership after their disappointing performance in last year's elections. In KZN, the ANC lost significant support after the MK party secured 45% of the vote. Analyst Sipamandla Zondi.
Those leaders that are being removed have constituencies that might be offended by what is being done and that might not understand what is happening and therefore may even turn against the ANC itself in protest.
And 11 people have escaped a crash on the M19 near Pinetown. It's understood that 2 vehicles collided on Otto Follick Road before one burst into flames last night. ALS spokesperson Gareth Jameson was there.
A total of 11 patients had sustained injuries ranging from minor to serious, and multiple ALS paramedic ambulances and advanced life support paramedics attended to them.
And TikTok is no longer available in the US. 170 million users are being stopped from watching videos and downloading the popular social network. A controversial law banning TikTok over national security concerns is about to come into force. The company's Chinese owners have failed to meet the deadline to sell off its American operations. Warmer temperatures predicted for most parts of KZN today. Durban, Margate and Underberg, a high of 30. Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith, 35. Richards Bay, 33. Ulundi, Cokstad and Newcastle, 32. And Mooi River, 34. In Durban, we've got 2-meter high sea swells this morning with sunset at 7 p.m. Cape Town, 22. Johannesburg, 28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.